My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And today's football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwood. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
The Perfect Parlay Pick segment, and it was an ugly week one, as expected and anticipated to a certain extent, although I will say, not only did the three of us not come close to hitting a parlay, nobody even hit one leg of the parlay last
year. Share that part there,
the only
part. That's transparent, buddy.
It's on record. The only points that were had, BT, were the money line picks. We Hoff and I both had the Niners over the Jets, so we each have 5 points. So that's where we stand right now. Just a reminder, two-team parlay, 25 points. Three-team parlay worth 50 points. Four-team parlay worth 100 points. Pick the correct winner of the Jets and Giants with no spread is worth 5 points each. BT, week two. What do you got?
Well, I need a little music first. I'll tell you what I got. Here we go. First, all I heard and all that stuff was I'm losing by 5 points. That's it. You guys five, me nothing, which means it is time to get rocking. Not one, not two. I got a little three-seater for you today, Sally boy. Three-seater here. Number one. All right. The Ravens are laying 9.5 points. They host the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, like the Jets, the Raiders are actually starting their season back-to-back on the road. So that is obviously a bit of an issue. The Raiders' offense stinks, and it's going to stink all year. I told you that. Actually, it came up very quickly. I really do believe that they're going to trade their wide receiver, Davante Adams. Different story for a different day. But they're so inept offensively, it's going to be a long season. Defense is pretty good. I think they get squashed here. It's a heavy number. It's almost double digits. 9.5. Maybe it goes up to 10 by the time. Oh, you have it at 9. You have it at 9. Okay, okay, you have it at 9. Even better. Let me shave that hook off there.
Sorry, yeah, 9 on the score app.
Good job. Thank you.
It.
Okay, that's right. You know what? Okay, there you go.
I usually check because it does change.
It does
so
change
we go by
a little fluctuation sound. Minus 9. Give me the Ravens as the Raiders 2 straight on the road. This will now across the country against a very good Ravens team. Ravens minus 9 over the Vegas Raiders. Number 2. All right, now, very possibly the two most impressive performances in week one. Now, I know the Saints did it against the Panthers, but they did hang almost 50 on them, and they won. And Dallas just absolutely dismantled and suffocated that Browns offense, which looked disastrous. And Dallas obviously has a good team all around. So, the Saints in Dallas's home opener here. I do think that Dallas wins. I do think it's a fun game. I do think the Saints cover. That's a pretty heavy number right there. Now, this probably comes down to how much faith you have in Derek Carr. Not if you think he's a star, but if you think he can do just enough to hang around. I do. I've always thought he's okay. Saints plus 6 at a hook in Dallas. Give it to Saints. How about this one? Last one. All right, Tampa Bay is plus 7, and they are at Detroit. Now, remember, they played in the playoffs last year, and Tampa's got some banged-up issues in the secondary, so that worries you a bit, but it's a big, big number. Oh, yeah, how many touchdowns did Baker throw last week? Not one, not two, not three. Threw 4 touchdowns. You know, we sit around, oh, Baker's been on this team, and he's been on that team, and he's been on this team, that was on his 4th team. Baker Mayfield is never going to live up to that number one tag, like the draft overall draft tag, but he is a pretty competent quarterback, and this team has his back. They got receivers. I love Detroit, but I really like the Bucs to cover the number. So, in totality, in summation, Ravens minus 9 as they host the Raiders. Give me Baltimore. Give me the Saints plus 6 and a hook in Dallas. And finally, give me Tampa plus 7 at Detroit.
Let me just amend that, too. I got Tampa plus 7.5. So it's helping, you out. Yeah, did you look
even
at the score
better
app a while? Yeah, you're getting to it. You just gained a point.
I looked at the score app. I looked at something different.
Just keep it consistent.
Things change a little bit, yes.
Yeah, we want to keep it consistent with the score app. So you
that's
got Bucks plus 7.5, Ravens minus 9 helped you out.
They're all wrong.
I think the Saints are 6, too, right?
Yeah, what? Yeah. What'd you say with the Saints? You got plus
6. I had 6.5.
Oh, I got 6 here. So you lose a half point there.
I lose a half point there. I got you. My bad, guys.
You want to change your picks?
Yeah. No.
Post these in case there was any confusion. Good.
Ravens minus 9, Saints plus 6, and Bucks plus 7.5. All right, Hoff, what do you got?
Well,
what is this?
What's today?
No longer the champion.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
Ooh, got to do throwback. So we basically killed our picks last week, so I'm going to do my best to right the ship here.
Yeah.
I'm going to Arizona for the first game because Arizona last week got lucky, put up some points, and then Buffalo made a great comeback. The Rams, I think, still have a very explosive offense, and they're getting a point going to Arizona. Give me Rams plus 1 in Arizona. I feel like that's a lock of the weekend.
There's no locks.
There is no locks, exactly. That's why I'm going to Carolina for my next pick. And this is only a 2-for, by the way. I just want to get on the board.
2-team parlay for Hobb. After last year going down the field all day with the 5-teamers.
Yeah, now I'm just making it simple. Let me get on the board first.
All right.
The Panthers may be the worst team this season. Even the Patriots got a win. I don't know what type of offense they have. The Chargers, I actually like their running back situation here between Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins. Basically, the Baltimore Ravens offense a couple of years ago that couldn't stay healthy. They put up a ton of numbers last week. I think they're going to have a big day against Carolina, so give me the Chargers minus 5 over the Panthers.
Chargers minus 5, Rams plus 1 for Hoff on the Friday the 13th there theme with your perfect parlay picks. Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, one of my biggest weaknesses a year ago was that I was picking these games with my heart to a certain extent. And I promise not to do that anymore. After week two, three-team parlay, BT. I need to get a win here. I'm going to start with the Giants. I doubled down on the Giants because I believed in Brian Daboll. I thought that they were going to beat the Vikings week one at home to start their 100th anniversary year. I could not have been more wrong. I'm going to go with them one more time, and then I swear that's it. If you don't beat the Washington Commanders in week two, it's over between us, Big Blue. I believe in Daboll. I do believe in the defense, and I don't believe Washington, while they are highly skilled offensively, I don't believe they have enough to slow the Giants down defensively. It should be a defensive game for the Giants and offensively do enough. They win the game and cover the 1.5. Second game, I'm going to go to Monday night, and this is probably my favorite bet of the week. I'm anti-Philadelphia this year. I just don't think they're as good. They beat me last week, Friday night in Brazil. I had the Packers. Eagles aren't that good. And everybody's going to be overreacting to week one with the Eagles offensively and what the Falcons did, and they looked awful offensively against the Steelers. Atlanta's not that bad. And the key about Atlanta is their defense. Defensively, they will be better than Philadelphia Monday night. You're getting 6.5 points. I know it's on the road. I know it's Philadelphia. Give me the Atlanta Falcons plus 6.5. I think they win the game outright with the defense and Cousin bounces back. Falcons are too good to not show up in week two. They will beat the Eagles, but give me the 6.5. And then I'm going to have one more pick, BT. My third pick in the perfect parlay pick segment for week two, is going to be... If the Jets are what we thought they were, and even if we didn't think the Jets, you know, like I didn't think they're going to be Super Bowl, and I didn't see more, goodness gracious, they have to beat the Tennessee Titans here. I get the trepidation on the road as favorites. It's not a familiar, you know, feeling for the Jet fan. Will Levis? I don't believe in Salah, but I do believe he's going to get that defense buttoned up. Aaron Rodgers will do way too much offensively for the Titans to compete with. Jets will win this game. They will cover the 3.5. They will get on the board this year. And I think whether it's, you know, 38-10, what, I'm not going there. I'm just saying it will be a comfortable, fun, easy win for UBT and the Jets come Sunday. So give me the Giants plus 1.5, Jets minus 3.5, and Atlanta Monday night on the road in Philly plus 6.5. As for the money lines, I mean, I picked the Jets and Giants, so there you have it. I think they both win. I'll take them straight up for the 5 points each.
I've got the Jets and the Giants as well.
Okay. Hoff, any drama, or you have the Jets and the Giants?
So I guess it's a family pool. Are we doing this? Are we doing a family bet here? Jets-Giants, money line.
Hey, I think that that's saying something, though. We all have confidence in the Jets and the Giants to a certain extent.
And we were all wrong on everything last week, so what does it really say here? Good saying. Do the opposite from these knuckleheads.
The imperfect parlay. I'll tell you this, man. I got a cash one here. And I will not be betting with my heart moving forward. I really do, though. If I believe in Dable, you got to double down and say that they're going to beat Washington this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in the Jets being a legitimate team, yeah. I get what you're saying. No need to play with fire or whatever. I got to believe the Jets are going to win this game against the Titans. And just, you know, from a local perspective, that's all that really matters for me with the Falcons, whatever. But I really do believe we'll see a turnaround in week two for these New York teams.
Yeah, but it's funny because the Falcons... They operated primarily out of pistol last week because they were really reluctant to have Kirk Cousins drop back with the torn Achilles and the repaired ruptured Achilles. I wonder, and that made him very predictable. I'm with you. I like the Falcons this year. I don't know if I love that pick. And you're right, though. You said you're going all heart. I don't know that you could go more heart with these three picks.
That's it. Those are
you
my three.
You grew up a Falcons fan, and you're a New York kid.
We're rooting for the Jets and Giants.
Who else? Yeah. That's it. That's the heart.
This is it. This is the heart parlay. But also, like I said, there's legit reasons to believe in it.
I understand.
And Atlanta, the number one reason why I pick him, not because Kirk Cousins, the offense, because of the defense. I think the defense has been legit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.